In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. So I'm your latest visiting priest, all the way from Lopez. Next week, we'll be celebrating our 7th anniversary of living on Lopez, and so I'm almost feeling like an islander. Today is Epiphany. We celebrate the visit of the three wise men to the baby Jesus. And our Spanish-speaking friends consider this their big day. It's complete with presents and festivals all over the place. And the rest of us are taking down our trees and putting away our decorations. But even so, the light and radiance of today's readings sustain the glory of the birth and the promise of better days to come. Something else has happened today. Around January 1st, the beginning of our new calendar year, we all make resolutions. Have you made some? You're already chuckling. That means that they've already faded away. Me too. But there was something else I learned about 10 years ago when we were still living in South Florida, and that was watch night. Has anybody here ever heard of watch night? Okay, that's not a surprise. It is a Black American, African American tradition to sit in vigil on New Year's Eve and have a ceremony, a service of remembrance that goes back all the way to 1863, when the Emancipation Proclamation was going to be put into effect on January 1. And so to prepare themselves for freedom, they sat in vigil all night long. Today, it's usually about a one-hour service, and then they go out partying with the rest of us. But it is a serious thing for them to remember that freedom. I was at the time the priest in charge of a very small African-American congregation. And they told me, what are we doing for the watch night? And I went, what? And I did a lot of homework real fast. And there I was, a white girl, couldn't be whiter, talking to a Black congregation about freedom and slavery. And I chose the theme of freedom. Now, I use that same word when I talk about my New Year's resolutions. There's a freedom at the beginning of every year that we say we can get rid of our old crap, there's no other word for it, and start new, very much with freedom in mind. It means that I can get rid of all the bad garbage and live a new life. And that's what these slaves did. They were ready to live a new life. And we all get that new life from Jesus, the newborn baby. We repent, we turn around, we lead a new life following God. So for a few minutes every Christmas, we look at children and their innocence, and we live their innocence with them, believing that there just might be world peace and love and generous giving to one another. And we send Christmas wishes to friends far and near. But there's always that shadow. We know that we can't sustain that cheerfulness on a holiday season for a whole month. The parties are very brief. Not all the letters that we get from our friends and family are good news. And family reunions are sometimes outright dreadful. And to top it all off, our own good intentions and resolutions go up in flames with our fading Christmas trees. But it doesn't have to be like that. God says, enjoy your freedom and your Christmas gifts and your feeling good, feeling love, loving neighbor, loving God, loving yourself. It can stay with you. It doesn't have to fade away. At this pivot between Christmas and the weeks before the cycle of Lent and Easter, we hear hope, light, glory. And I've inherited one of the best reminders of just that thing. My mother gave me a pottery plaque that her father had given her. And it says health, wealth, and money, and time to enjoy them all. And it hangs now near our dining room table, so I see it every day. In a way, those are the three gifts the wise men gave Jesus. And it's the same gift Jesus gives to us health, wealth, and money. So what is it? Gold. Money, wealth, what we have, our talents and treasures that we give to each other and to God. It's the gift of power, being able to help others, work for the welfare of our family and our friends, and make sure that they're treated fairly in the world around us. God is working through us in our hands and our words and our prayers. Then comes the myrrh. Normally, I hear a lot of priests preach on the myrrh, anticipating the entombment and the death of Jesus. But myrrh is also a powerful healing agent. And spiritually, we are in need of help. None of us is truly free of worries and concerns or medical challenges. Yet God gives us comfort and grace to live with whatever we are faced with. We know that our burdens are not ours alone. No matter what is happening around us, God is there, and that is a living myrrh, a living balm. Our outward world may be a mess, but God will keep us spiritually whole. Frankincense, the sweet-smelling smoke of worship. I place this last, not in the order that we usually remember them, because worship is our thanks for the myrrh, for the gold. Thanks for all of our surroundings. I think that's very easy here in the San Juans when we look outside and we see the beauties of nature, reminding me and you of God's work in the world. Worship is not done alone, but with others. We can meditate on our own, we can pray, but worship itself is our community. Our own efforts are encouraged and supported by our fellow Christians, and we can move forward even when we can't do things alone. The gifts that we have are the jobs, hobbies, and talents we share, music, crafts, sports, or if we're physically unable, we're still prayer warriors, or the very audience that people need to show their talent. I wonder if a genie came along with a lamp, what I would ask for. And I guess it's the health, wealth, and love, and the time to enjoy them. I imagine that's what the slaves wanted when they asked for their freedom. Life for most of them has never been very great, even after 100 years of freedom. Yet their spiritual life has always been incredibly strong. They couldn't rely on their physical life to be heavenly, but they've always considered themselves free spirits, no matter what happens. My New Year's resolutions this year are pretty minimum. Primarily, I hope that I can sustain some of the generosity I felt during the Christmas season, and I might actually finish a few of the projects that I have going, hopefully before I see something new to do. More important, I hope that I can hold my tongue from criticizing and saying things that are rude about other people. How about you? I challenge all of you to receive and pass on some gold, frankincense, and myrrh this year. Amen.